Hello, and thank you for listening to episode 108 of 60 Minutes With. I'm Dave, and this is another of our Soundcheck 'Em Out shows. And in fact, just before recording, I was checking, this is the 8th Soundcheck 'Em Out show that we've done. So that's 24 bands, 24 songs that we've put into your ears. Hopefully, like me, these shows are helping you discover new bands, new music. And like we always say, and we say it because it's really, really important, that if you do like the music that we play, please support the bands by buying it. And again, like we always say, if you don't like the music, pass these shows on to your friends. Maybe they'll like it too. And make sure they buy the music. Right then, for those of you that listened to the previous show, for those of you, let's get this out of the way first. For those of you who didn't listen to the previous show, go and sit on the naughty step, download it and listen to it immediately. Okay, you're back, you've done that, right. So for everybody now, we know everybody listened to the previous show. I treated myself, it was the first Soundcheck 'Em Out show of the year, so I treated myself to three rock songs that I really loved. With the intention of doing a bit more of an eclectic show in this episode. Well, I'm going to treat myself again because we've been sent some amazing rock music once again. I mean, we're always sent great music across all the genres. I will say, though, that the next, and I do promise this, the next Soundcheck 'Em Out show will be quite eclectic. But I wanted to get these three rock songs out there and into everybody's ears immediately and to be heard loud worldwide by everybody that listens to us. Because, again, these are three bands that I'd never heard of. And I'm still absolutely incredulous at all the great music that's out there that I didn't know about, which is ridiculous, really. So, like I said at the beginning, hopefully these shows are helping you find the bands, because it's certainly helping me find bands and some absolutely fantastic music. I'm going to start with a band called Voodoo Circle, and I have read briefly online that they've got a new vocalist, and I did see, as is always the case with the internet these days, nobody's ever happy, are they? Somebody makes a change in your favourite band, or somebody's replaced in this, that and the other, or somebody farts without asking. It's just anything for people to get really annoyed with. And so I read that opinions were split about this new direction that Voodoo Circle have taken with the new vocalist. But speaking for myself, coming in as a new fan, and yes, I do count myself as a fan now because I've listened to this and some of the other stuff. Love every single song that I've heard. I just think it adds a new layer. You've got to go again. If you're listening to us for quite a while, you know that I'm a huge Kiss fan. All of the outrage that is on the internet calling Kiss a tribute band and should be the original lineup, and other people saying, no, it should be the non-makeup 80s lineup. Just enjoy whatever band you like while they're here and the music they're putting out. It's quite simple, really. And if you don't agree with that, don't waste any energy going online pissing and moaning about it. If you don't like what the band's doing, stop listening to them. If you do, carry on listening to them, and good on you. Anyway, Voodoo Circle. Let's have a little chat about them. Oh, I will say as well, when I heard this song, it's a new single from them, my immediate thoughts were Dokken crossed with 1987 Whitesnake, which is no bad thing. Let's get it right. Let's see what you think about it as we get to the song in a few minutes. Voodoo Circle released their rocking new album, Raised on Rock, on February the 9th on AFM Records. And their rocking new single, Running Away From Love, is out now. And of course, that's the song that I'm going to play. If you consider the song on Voodoo Circle's new album, Raised on Rock, to be an indicator of the current emotional condition their most important protagonists find themselves in, there seems to be no reason to worry about the band founder, guitarist and main composer, Alex Bayrott. Again, I do apologise for pronunciation of names. I'm bloody awful at them. So, yeah, if I pronounce your name wrong, apologies in advance. And that goes across all the bands that I'm going to talk about. Thanks to Bayrott's excellent songwriting, as usual, inspired by renowned sources such as Whitesnake, there you go, Rainbow, Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix, and his outstanding guitar performance, which brings to mind icons from Ritchie Blackmore through Jimmy Page to John Sykes, this recording oozes pure, unadulterated fervour. This exuberant energy, however, isn't the merit of Bayrott alone, but, without doubt, also that of his colleagues, Matt Sinner on bass, Francesco Jovino, again, apologies, drums, and last but not least, new vocalist Herbie Langhans. Bayrot and Langhans met in 2015 at the Wacken Open Air, when they belted out the Wacken anthem together from the gigantic black stage. Bayrot says, "The amazing thing about this story is that Herbie and I had never met before, but talked to each other in person for the very first time after we rocked only minutes earlier the 100,000 people in front of the stage and around 4 million viewers in front of their TV sets." With Langhans as the group's new frontman, the stylistic direction of the Voodoo Circle compositions hasn't significantly changed, unlike the general flair of the material. I feel that the band sounds even more autonomous, a little less bluesy, and much meatier with Herbie at the mic, Bayrot enthuses. This allowed me to work on ideas which would probably not really have suited his predecessor, David Redman, but are absolutely perfect for Herbie's powerful voice. The Voodoo Circle boss is referring to numbers such as Running Away From Love, with its anthemic vocal melody, and the subsequent mid-tempo rock track Higher Love, which went down a treat with the audience at its official live debut. Raised on Rock was mixed and mastered by Jacob Hansen, whose unerring instinct for dynamics and frequencies lends the recording its modern touch. And another musician contributed significantly to the tight overall impression of Raised on Rock. The keyboards were manned by Corvin Barn of Saxon and Uli John Roth. So all in all, we can say that the new Voodoo Circle album truly lives up to its programmatic title. Right, it's time for you to listen to the music then. As I said at the start, it's another show where I absolutely love all three songs. And again, I instantly got Dokken, 1987, Whitesnake. It's right there as my cup of tea as far as music goes. So without further ado, here's Voodoo Circle and Running Away From Love.
Tears you have shed in lies.
Right, that was Voodoo Circle and Running Away From Love. We're going to move on now to a band called Dead City Ruins, and they have released their video for the new single Bones, which is the song that I'm going to play, and it's taken from their upcoming new album Never Say Die, which is due for release on the 13th of April this year. For 8 years now, the band have been going strong without letting anything distract them from their mission. Dead City Ruins plough ahead with everything they've got, and you can hear this in every note of their new album, Never Say Die. These guys play rock and roll as if their lives depended on it, and in a sense, it actually does, as Jake explains. In 2015, we sold everything we had, every single possession, bought flights to Europe, and toured there for 10 months straight. That was hard, but awesome. Back in Australia, we spent all the money we made on this album. We really rolled the dice on this one. We wanted a great producer who knows what he's doing and knows the industry of today, not from the 80s. His job was to help us make these songs as great as they can possibly be, whatever the cost. They found their guy in James Lewis, an Englishman, who had previously worked with Arctic Monkeys and Sunset Suns. Sunset Suns, there's a bit of a tongue twister. With Lewis at the helm, the band have accomplished exactly what they set out to do. Recorded in Melbourne, the album proudly shows all the passion which each musician puts into every track. Never Say Die has power and tons of it. It will knock you on your ass, just as all good rock and roll should. Completely agree. But there's more to it than that. The music goes deep. It's all really good rock and roll. After all, Led Zeppelin are more than a whole lot of love, Sabbath are more than Iron Man, and Soundgarden go beyond outshined. Dead City Ruins play with the same intensity that made the iconic albums of the 70s, 80s and 90s so special. In short, it has soul. Jake, Tommy Kane on guitar, Sean Blanchard, guitar, Matthew Berg, bass, and Nick, here we go, sorry Nick, Nick Trajanovsky on drums went all in on this one. We want to take this thing to the next level, and we will, Jake says. We have a new label, a new booking agent, and a new management. Everything is placed and we're ready, although it's taken us 2 hard years to make that happen. Our goal is to go from a pub band that is fantastic live to a stadium band that is unstoppable. To achieve this, Dead City Ruins are thinking far beyond their home continent. There are some great bands in Australia, says Jake, but you never hear about them because there's no industry or scene for rock and roll and heavy metal, as there is in Europe. Over there, you can drive for 6 hours through 3 different countries and hit 10 cities. In Australia, it takes 10 hours to go from Melbourne to Sydney and another 11 to Brisbane. To get to Perth, you have to fly, and there's nowhere to play in between. We've achieved a lot in Australia, but that's not enough for us, so we're travelling to the other end of the world to kick some serious ass. The nucleus of the current lineup came together in 2009, and only 2 years later, the guys were touring Europe on 2 occasions, promoting their debut album Midnight Killer and travelling between gigs. With a second offering, Dead City Ruins, which was released in 2013, the band returned to Europe for 40 shows with Skid Row and Ugly Kid Joe. This worked out so well that Dead City Ruins were invited to join the Australian leg of the same tour in 2014. Dave Snake Sabo of Skid Row comments, "They're just these young broke kids who don't give a fuck about anything except playing music in front of people. I love what they do and it inspires me on a daily basis. That's the spirit of rock and roll." There are no filler songs on Never Say Die, no mediocre playing. It's safe tunes and no unnecessary fluff. This album lives, grooves and rocks, and what's more, it brings together passion and depth. A case in point is the Angry Bones, which will make every head in the crowd bang but still leaves a hook in your brain that won't go away. In the anthemic We Are One, Jake sings about how fans get together at a show, become one, raise their fists and scream along. Playing live feels like travelling to another dimension, he says. The best shows for me are the ones I don't even remember. I imagine it's what people who meditate spend their whole lives trying to find. When you get caught up in that moment, when you and 100 strangers achieve a new height of hysteria, that's the beauty of rock and roll. Dead City Ruins aim for nothing less. This is why they roll the dice with Never Say Die, with full commitment and full steam ahead. What if it goes wrong? Jake laughs. It always goes wrong. We just pick up the dice and roll them again. We won't be stopped. Great attitude that every band should have, and the bands that we've been playing in these shows, they all have that attitude and keep going. And I'm so happy that they do. So again, here we go. Let's play some loud music and listen to Dead City Ruins and Bones. Dead City Ruins and Bones. We're going to finish the show on a bit of a Swedish flavour. I will tease you in advance. I've already said that the next Soundcheck 'Em Out show is going to be quite eclectic, and there's going to be a little bit more of a Swedish theme on there as well. So get ready for that one. I'm going to be talking now about a band called Thunder Mother, an all-female band, whose song that I'm going to play... Wow, it's a really short song. It's 2 minutes 42 seconds, if I remember correctly, called Whatever. But in those 2.5 minutes, god damn it rocks good. Swedish hard rockers Thunder Mother released their self-titled third album on February the 23rd, but as a taste of what to expect, the band are thrilled to release the new single from the album, the bruising anthem Whatever. With a brand new lineup in place, the girls are back with a leaner, meaner attitude and are out to prove that they're Thunder Mother. Are here to stay. High energy, wild riffs and a sturdy groove straight from the 70s, 2.5 years after the critically acclaimed album Road Fever, Swedish rock and roll band Thunder Mother returns, and it's a truly amazing return. Thunder Mother's third album is simply one of the greatest rock records you'll get to hear this year. In the spring of 2017, Thunder Mother saw some drastic changes. Four members left, three new ones arrived. But the band's centrepiece, guitarist and founder, Philippa Nasel, hope that's right, Philippa, stood steady by her vision. A new lineup quickly gathered and each piece immediately fell into place. In June, the new, upgraded version of Thunder Mother released We Fight for Rock and Roll, a single that was just as much of a statement as it was a taste of great music to come. This lineup hit the road in Europe, touring with Michael Monroe, Wasp, DAD, and Danko Jones, as well as their own headline run, culminating in their acclaimed appearance at the legendary Wacken Festival. Not bad for a lineup that had only been together for a couple of months. Band leader Philippa recalls, "To play at Wacken has been my major goal since I started the band, and now we stood there and performed in front of 10,000 people. It had rained throughout the festival, but suddenly it stopped and the sun started to shine on us." After a summer of successful touring, Thunder Mother rehearsed intensively for a month before it was time to head into the studio. Nordic Sound Lab in Skara began work on their new album. The flow was unbelievable. In just 10 days, they recorded 15 new tracks. Everything, including vocals, was recorded live. And almost everything was wrapped in the first take. 13 of those 15 tracks became the band's third album, Thunder Mother. Thunder Mother have never sounded this great. Together with three times Grammy Award producer Thomas Plek Johansson, Thunder Mother have maxed just about everything. We wanted a really fat drum sound on this album. If you listen to records with, say, AC/DC and Airborne, you'll hear the drums at a damn high volume. So we put some serious time into getting a wicked drum sound. When Emily hit the bass drum, both she and the whole bloody house shook, says Philippa. Stepping out of their comfort zone on Thunder Mother, the band have recorded their first power ballad, The Glorious Fire in the Rain, a track that emphasises the band's ambition to expand their horizons and push the band further than ever before. Thunder Mother is still a great, high-octane, 70s-breathing rock and roll that the band has spoiled us with since their 2014 debut album. But this time the groove is deeper and the sound is incredible and the song's more memorable. Thunder Mother 2.0 are here and they're better than ever. So I'm going to be playing whatever from Thunder Mother to end the show. But before then, if for some reason you haven't heard any of the shows, if for some reason you haven't visited the website with all its fantastic podcasts, reviews, everything that you need, all the entertainment you need, we say, go to 60minuteswith.co.uk. There is a contact us form on there if you wish to send us an email, or you can email us direct, which is contact@60minuteswith.co.uk. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter, which is @60minuteswith. That's the place, of course, where we run all the competitions. We're on, I've forgotten how many months in a row now. We've constantly had competitions on there. So follow us on Twitter. Instagram, @60minuteswith, where we put all the weird and wonderful pictures up on there. And yes, I'm still finding incredible album covers to take photographs of. You're not going to believe some of them. If you want to see a 70s-looking man with big sideburns stood in front of an old bath with a swan in it in the middle of a field, if that sort of tickles your fancy, have a look at that. If you want to see a naked woman in a bed with a filthy cigarette stub-ridden carpet next to her as an album cover, follow us on Instagram. It's @60minuteswith. We've got our YouTube channel as well. Search for 60 Minutes With on there. Chris is doing a great job every week. He's putting a retro video game review on our website, and the playthrough video is going onto YouTube. So follow us on there. You never know what else we might put on the YouTube channel. If you stay subscribed, you're not going to miss anything. Right, with all of that said, it's time to end the show with 2 minutes and 42 seconds of great rock. And it's Thunder Mother and Whatever.